The misconceptions of those who seek evidence for the theory of evolution in the verses of the Quran. The Quran contains many verses about the creation of life and the universe. On the contrary, as explained in the first part of our film, it is revealed in the Quran that God created life and the universe miraculously by commanding them to be. Of course, however, had God so willed, He could have created living things by way. Yet the Quran contains no sign of evolution, and not one verse supports the evolutionary claim of the stage-by-stage emergence of species. If such a form of creation had taken place, we would be able to see detailed descriptions of this in verses of the Quran. God has revealed that the Quran makes all things clear. This is not a narration which has been invented, but confirmation of all that came before, a clarification of everything, and a guidance and a mercy for people who believe. Surah Yusuf 111. Despite the situation being as transparent as this, it still seems that some Muslims believe in Darwinism and support this deviant theory. These people distort the meaning of certain verses and interpret them according to their own lights in order to defend the theory of evolution and provide so-called evidence for it from the Quran. By misinterpreting the verses, whose meaning is crystal clear, they impose very different meanings to their true meaning. They manifest their own ideas and make various inferences based on speculation and guesswork. The fact is, however, that when one looks at the Quran as a whole, or when a verse that is pointed to as evidence of evolution is analyzed together with the verses before and after it, it can be seen that the interpretations in question are forced and invalid. It is important to realize that interpreting verses by distorting their true meaning and seeking to portray speculation and guesswork as the true word of the Quran is a highly dangerous course of action. God describes the position of people who behave in this way in the Quran. Among them is a group who distort the book with their tongues so that you think it is from the book when it is not from the book. They say, "It is from God," but it is not from God. They tell a lie against God, and they know it. Surah Al-Imran 78. Those who know the Quran and yet twist the verse's original meaning and deliberately misinterpret them are said to tell a lie against God. No Muslim will wish to knowingly and deliberately commit such a sin against God, of course, and will dread falling into the position of those described in the verse. That being the case, one should avoid making biased comments or ones based on conjecture and guesswork regarding a subject emphasized in such a serious manner in the Quran. Everyone must avoid assuming the responsibility of misleading others about the Quran by misinterpreting its verses and pointing to them as evidence. Those who do so must reconsider the seriousness of what they are doing and avoid making any such interpretations or comments, for God will hold them accountable for their words. Not only do such people deceive themselves, but they also deceive those who read their words, a heavy responsibility indeed. In part 2 of our film, The Quran Refutes Darwinism, we shall be looking at which verses some people misinterpret as evidence for evolution, and at why these claims have no validity.